I have a ball of starlight inside me, a globe containing a billion bright pinpricks. It's always been there since I was a baby, but lately I've been chewing up the inside of my own mouth, waiting for it to burst out of me. Sometimes I feel all these little suns whirling, like they're getting ready to emerge from the hollow of my collarbone. My whole life has been leading up to this, and I can't stand the waiting. I'm dangling by my waist from the side of the highway bridge. All the blood rushes to my head as a 16-wheeler truck rushes past, so close that I can feel the air disturbance and smell the fumes. The bridge quivers, and so does my heart. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
"Anything?"
asks Rachel Townsend, who's holding my belt in her strong grip. "Nothing," I gasp.
"Maybe you're not scared enough," Rachel says.
"I'm definitely scared enough. This isn't working." Rachel helps me pull myself upward, back behind the rusted old railing. I collapse on the hot cement walkway next to a graffiti tag with a picture of a snarling puma.
"Okay,"
Rachel smiles, sitting cross-legged on the walkway with her eyes looking wide and extra green in the midday sun. She's dressed like a fourth grader as usual, in corduroy overalls and a long-sleeved stripy shirt.
"So, it's not reacting to fear or adrenaline."
"And we know it's not triggered by anger," I say. "Or it would have activated when Lauren Bowes put dirt in Zuleika Marshall's new shoes, for sure."
"Is Lauren Bowes still harassing Zuleika Marshall? And the school did nothing?"
Rachel shakes her head. "This is why I'm being homeschooled." "Yeah, and yeah. The administration is both sizing the hell out of this. Makes me want to scream."
"Okay."
Rachel reaches into her backpack and pulls out a folder.
"So, I've personally seen your rescue beacon light up on 3 separate occasions. And you've told me about 4 other times."
She shows me a chart with beautiful handwriting and amazing doodles showing different versions of me with a bright blue-tinged glow coming from my sternum. Because Rachel is the greatest artist of all time. Each cartoon version of me is labeled with things like 1, Tina about to go to junior prom with Rob Langford. 2, Tina right after cops broke up our flash mob outside the slumlord offices. 3, Tina finds out she flunked trig midterm.
"I got a D on that trig test," I protest. "I did not flunk." "So I don't see a huge pattern," Rachel says. "I mean, it's supposed to turn on when you're old enough for the aliens to come get you, right?"
"They're taking their sweet time." I drag myself to my feet. My mom keeps saying it might not happen until I turn 18, or even 21. She just doesn't want me to leave. As if it would be better for me to just stay trapped here forever. Rachel stands up too, and we walk back towards her rust-colored old Dodge hatchback. She's being quiet again, which, a lot of being friends with Rachel, is learning to interpret her many flavors of silence. Like, there's the, "I'm mad at you, and you won't find out why for a week" silence. Or the, "I'm figuring something out in my own head" silence. The most common is the, "I need to be alone" silence, because Rachel has some major hermit tendencies. But this silence is none of those, I'm pretty sure. We drive for a while, without even any music. I'm 1/4 wondering what's up with Rachel, but 3/4 obsessing about my rescue beacon and why it won't just spill all the stars already. At last, when we're stopped at an intersection near the upscale mall and the tech campus, Rachel glances my way and says,
"I wish I could go too."
When the aliens come to collect you, I wish I could come along.
Thank you for listening to this clip, provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.